Thanks so much for tuning in to Premeditated, a podcast production of the Hammer Law Firm. Each week, we provide listeners with insights into the inner workings of the criminal justice system. Today, we're talking about the difference between bail and bond. So, you've just been arrested, or you think that you might be arrested, and you understand that there are conditions of bond. What does that mean?
When you hear the word bond, think conditions. These would be conditions of your release. So, the warrant for your arrest means literally that you're going to be taken into custody. If you want to get released, then you have to comply with the bond conditions that are set by the court. We can go in and we'll talk a little bit about how we can go in and perhaps ask the court to change the bond conditions if they're too burdensome, but that's what bond is. Bond is conditions. Now, the conditions can take a lot of different forms, one of which includes bail. So a lot of times we hear about this idea of bail. What's the difference between bond and bail? Again, when you hear bond, think conditions, and one of those conditions could be a cash bail or a bail bondsman and that kind of thing. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. So, you could be required to pay a bail or some amount of money to guarantee that you're going to come back and continue to appear in court. You could be required to have no contact with a victim, for example. That would be another bond condition. You might be required to be on a GPS bracelet, for example. This would be, again, another bond condition. That's what bond is. So when you think about bond, think about conditions. And when you think about bail, think about money. So who is ultimately the person who sets the conditions of bond?
Sure. So initially, the prosecutor will be the one that requests specific bond conditions. But at the end of the day, every time it's the judge who issues the order. So the prosecutor can come by and say, I want a $500,000 cash bail. And the judge will say, okay, well, I'm not going to do that. What I am going to do is issue $150,000 cash bail and also set some conditions. No contact with the victim, GPS bracelet. Some sort of, Repath or other cell phone-based monitoring application as opposed to a GPS bracelet. But the judge will set all of the conditions and issue an order, and that order will go into the case file. What can attorneys do, though, to negotiate my bond? Can I do it by myself?
So, no, you can't negotiate your bond by yourself. If you have a detention hearing, if you're actually arrested, you're brought before the court generally within about 24 hours. And the judge will ask you do you want to negotiate your bond? What the judge is going to ask you is whether you have an attorney. And if you don't have an attorney and you're charged with a felony, then the court's going to ask you whether or not you're getting an attorney or whether or not you want to apply for a public defender. So it's really important to give us a call either when you find out that you have a warrant or if unfortunately you've already been arrested, either you call us or have your loved ones call us so that we can immediately begin negotiating your bail. What can we do to help you with that? So if you're out of custody, we can help you to self-surrender. As Matt's going to talk about in more detail here, there's two issues addressed with bond. One is public safety risk, and the other is flight risk. Well, it's really tough for a prosecutor to argue that you're a flight risk if we self-surrender you. So by self-surrendering you, we're demonstrating to the judge that you're going to comply with court orders, and it's much easier for us to negotiate in that situation a lower bail as part of your bond conditions. Matt's going to tell you a little bit, I think, about what those bond hearings are all about.
So at a bond hearing, judges want to hear about two things. They want to hear about public safety risk, and they also want to hear about flight risk. What we do before a bond hearing is we do extensive interviews with all of our clients to go through every aspect of public safety and flight risk so that we can tell the judge about your history and kind of how we are going to, put conditions in place to ensure that you're going to appear in court and not be a danger to anybody. Because when they're thinking about public safety risk, they're thinking about things like your criminal history and the nature of the specific crime. So we run through all of that with you so we can apprise the judge and the court as to the nature of the public safety risk. As to flight risk, generally the court will look at things like prior failures to appear, contacts outside the state of Missouri, contacts outside of this country, if you have a passport, things like that. But the biggest thing to take out of this podcast is that if you do find yourself being arrested and you're going to go in front of a court, You want to have an attorney there with you to be able to advise the court about these conditions, the conditions that you're willing to submit to, because if you can't come up with, you know, $150,000 or even $1,500, you don't want your attorney going in there and asking the judge to modify your bond if you're not going to be able to actually post that bond. So it's really important that you have an interview done with an attorney who can apprise the court as to what you can actually put up as far as the conditions of your bond.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. I mean, if you went into a physician and went into a heart doctor and said, I need to have some surgery done on my heart, you know, you're not going to go in and grab a butter knife and start making an incision in your chest to take care of your heart. You want somebody who knows how to perform heart surgery and go in and repair your heart, right? Well, it's the same thing with retaining an attorney for a bond hearing. Matt and I have done literally thousands of bond hearings. I mean, that's no exaggeration. We've done thousands of bond hearings. And at those bond hearings, we're adept, we're particularly skilled at being able to tell the judge why you are not a public safety risk and why you are not a flight risk. And so why not have somebody in there speaking on your behalf to make sure that you're not spending a moment in jail longer than you need to?
So I guess why even retain an attorney, though? Should I retain an attorney before or after I'm arrested or before I'm arrested, Mark?
Well, I mean, if you do it before you're arrested, obviously, as we talked about, we can go ahead and self-surrender you, which is going to help us in negotiating a lower bond right out of the box for you. But it's not too late for you to give us a call after you've been arrested. You know, you don't always know, right? I mean, you don't even know sometimes that there's a warrant for your arrest and you're minding your own business and you get pulled over for a taillight infraction or whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, you're in custody. That's fine. We'll jump on it right away. We'll start calling the prosecutor and we'll start negotiating a lower bond and get you into court and get you home as quickly as we can.
So we always just advise people listening to the podcast to keep our number. And if you ever do get arrested, give us a call and we'll be there to negotiate your bond. We are there to represent you and to be able to help you. So if you need help, give us a call at 314-334-3807 or visit us online at thehammerlawfirm.com so we can help assist you in all aspects of your criminal case. As always, thank you so much for tuning in and stay tuned for the future for more episodes of Premeditated.